From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today brought a rare lull in the action over Afghanistan. The Pentagon says no bombs are falling. Commanders of the Afghan opposition forces say they have chased the al-Qaeda fighters of Osama bin Laden out of their caves in the Tora Bora area. The war effort now is shifting to a manhunt. U.S. forces and their Afghan allies are pursuing al-Qaeda fighters and interrogating some of the hundreds of prisoners taken in recent days. 20 of those prisoners are now in direct U.S. custody. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
First came John Walker, the young American who volunteered to fight for the Taliban and ended up under military arrest. He's now being held on the USS Peleliu in the Arabian Sea. Joining him in the ship's brig is an Australian who also volunteered to fight with the Taliban, plus three al-Qaeda fighters or even leaders. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz won't say.
We think we know who they are, and if they're who we think they are, they're fairly important people. But one of the reasons not to start identifying them yet is we're not sure that their comrades necessarily know that we have them.
In addition to the five prisoners being held on the Peleliu, the United States today took custody of 15 other POWs. All had been held by opposition forces in northern Afghanistan, along with hundreds of others. U.S. intelligence operatives and military personnel have been interviewing the prisoners in opposition hands. The 15 flown to a new U.S. detention center in Kandahar today were believed either to have important information or even to be important senior people themselves. A senior defense official says U.S. commanders wanted to take custody of the prisoners away from the opposition forces, in part because they believed that U.S. interrogation specialists could get more information from the prisoners. It's a matter, the official says, of coming back to them three or four times, maybe giving them a hot meal in between, maybe letting them get especially cold, and then seeing if their attitude changes. Wolfowitz said today U.S. authorities might at some point even want to put some of these prisoners on trial, perhaps in a military tribunal.
The first priority is to get information from them, and first and foremost information that can lead us to the capture of other terrorists. And I think as long as we continue to believe they have intelligence value, that will remain our priority. But at some point, any number of them are going to have issues of judicial punishment to be considered, and at some point we'll have to consider under what jurisdiction that applies.
An 8-member FBI assessment team has arrived in Afghanistan to assist in interviewing the prisoners. Wolfowitz says the FBI agents can connect what the prisoners might know to what's been learned back in the United States.
The FBI, through its many investigations, has a great deal of information about the structure of al-Qaeda, about the role of key leaders. And when you get into an interrogation, and I'm an amateur at this, but obviously you do a much better job questioning people if you have some idea what the answers are, and the FBI in many cases has some idea what the answers are.
The involvement of the FBI in Afghanistan shows the extent to which the war there is turning into something closer to a law enforcement operation. Marine General Peter Pace, vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says U.S. forces and their allies are now involved in a difficult search through two long valleys in the Tora Bora region.
In each of those valleys, you have several hundred caves, and you want to go through very methodically, one by one, and if it's been closed by bombs, determine whether or not you want to open it up to see what's in there, and if it's not been closed by bombs, you have to determine whether or not it's worth going in.
U.S. officials are hoping the prisoner interrogations or the cave searches might turn up evidence that'll lead to the capture or killing of Osama bin Laden, but they concede the trail, for the moment, has gone cold. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.